convocation of senior priests in preparation for this year's Druga Pavi. The Druga Pavi is the biggest Guni holiday of the Taglian year. Taglios, with all its numerous cults and countless minorities, boasted some holiday almost every day. But the Druga Pavi beggared all the rest. But that doesn't come up until after the end of the rainy season. I had a funny feeling about this. I got a premonition from it myself, Sara admitted. River, take the master and copyist and make sure they're as comfortable as we can make them here. Have Goblin provide them with chokers and make sure they understand how they work. I asked Sara, did you happen to hear about this before or after Soulcatcher got back from terrorizing the swamp? After, of course. Of course. She suspects something. Kendo, as soon as it's light out tomorrow, I want you to head for the Cairn Mi Wat. See what you can find out about this meeting without giving away how interested you are. If you see a lot of Greys or other Shadar around, don't bother. Just get back here with that word. Suppose this is a genuine opportunity? Sara asked. It'll stay genuine as long as they're outside the palace, won't it? Maybe it would be best to just kill them. Put some flash buttons on the corpses. That would make Soulcatcher really mad. Wait. I'm having a thought. It might just be straight from Al-Shil. I waved a finger in the air as though counting musical beats. Yes, that's it. We need to hope the Protector is trying to bait and trap with the Purohita. I explained my thinking. That's good, Sara said. But if we're going to make it work, you and Tobo will have to go inside with me. And I can't. There's no way I can miss work the day after Master Santaraxita disappears. Get Mergen. See if he was around the palace today. Find out if there's a trap and where it's at. If Soulcatcher is going to be away, maybe you and Tobo can do it on your own. I don't want to belittle your genius, Sleepy, but this is something I've thought about a lot. Off and on for years. The possibility is partly why I keep trying to worm my way closer to the center of things. The truth is, it can't be managed by fewer than three people. I need Shiki, and I need Sawa. Let me think. Sara got Mergen's attention while I thought. Mergen seemed to be more alert and more interested in the outside world now, particularly where his wife and son were concerned. He must have begun to understand. I've got it, Sara. We can have Goblin be Sawa. Hey, no fucking way, Goblin said. He repeated himself four or five times in as many languages, just in case somebody missed his point. What the fuck is the matter with you, woman? You're as small as I am. We rub a little betel nut juice on your face and hands, dress you up in my Sawa outfit, have Sara sew your mouth shut so you can't shoot it off every time the urge hits you. Nobody will know the difference, as long as you keep looking down, which is what Sawa mostly does. That may be a solution, Sara said, ignoring Goblin's continued protests. In fact, the more I think about it, the better I like it. No disrespect meant, but in a major pinch, Goblin would be a lot more useful than you would. I know. There you go. And I could go ahead and